Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, Blind Bargains, Annual Access Awards. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I would like to talk about the Blind Bargains Annual Access Awards. This is the fourth year that they have been running. And folks on Twitter and Facebook and on the Blind Bargains website come together to nominate, using their website, various categories of software people and other such whom they feel have contributed something to the blind community over the past year. This is similar to the Mashable Awards, and a lot of the same categories are indeed used, such as Best Person of the Year and Must Follow Twitter Account. And, of course, there are lots of other blindness-specific categories, too. So my goal here is to tell you a little bit about what the categories are and show you what companies and or people are nominated and tell you a little bit about some you may not know about beforehand. Now, in order to go into the ballot to vote, you have to find a link that says nominations announced. That is how the link starts. So
nominations announced, time to vote in the 2010 Blind Bargains Access Awards.
Nominations announced, time to vote in the 2010 Annual Access Awards.
Move, cancel, activate, Blind Bargains, deals, and
go there.
Two headings and 42 deals.
And you must have a valid email address in order to vote, and you can only vote one time. So there's a ballot with all these different categories. You can only vote for one entry in each category, and you do it all at one time.
One, best new product or innovation. This award goes to the best new product or innovation of 2010. The product or innovation must have been introduced during 2010.
Best new product or innovation introduced in 2010. And your choices are
radio button not checked Apple iPad, radio button not checked Apple iPhone 4, radio button not checked Horizons for the Blind directions for me.
Horizons for the Blind is an organization here in the U.S. that is dedicated to promoting the experience of arts, culture, and entertainment for the blind. And they have a site that I actually did as a Tech Access Daily Tip not too long ago called directionsforme.org, and they sponsor that website. Dedicated to putting directions for common products out on the internet.
Radio button not checked, Quitter Q Audio.
And Quitter, the Q Audio for best innovation. Q Audio is basically the little component of Quitter that allows you to listen to and record audio to the Q Audio servers.
Radio blank. Radio button checked, RS Games Client.
I'm not sure how that one got checked. I'm not using this ballot to vote, so these random checkboxes are getting checked by accident. Or, of course, RS Games, which is the social gaming network that's been becoming more and more popular this past year.
Blank 2. Best company. This award is for the best company serving the blind community. They must have been in business for at least part of 2010.
Best company.
Blank.
And choices here are
radio button not checked Apple. Radio button not checked Horizons for the Blind.
Horizons for the Blind, which again, as I said, is an organization dedicated to helping museums and the blind community and other art organizations work together to make the experience more accessible.
Radio button not checked RS Games. Radio button not checked Sendero Group.
Sendero Group, of course, Sendero is the maker of the GPS solutions.
Radio button not checked Serotech.
And Serotech, which is, they make a lot of different things like DocuScan, iBlink Radio, and of course the Serotech screen reader. And of course they have a wonderful podcast too, Serotalk.
Blank.
Which actually is down a little ways.
3. Best Screen Access Program. This award goes to the best screen reading or magnification product of 2010, regardless of the operating system. This includes.
Okay, so we've got Best Screen Reading Program. I think most of the choices will be familiar to all of you.
Both computers and mobile devices. Blank. Radio button not checked Apple VoiceOver. Radio button not checked Freedom Scientific Job. Radio button not checked GW Micro Window Eyes. Radio button not checked NV Access NVDA. Radio button not checked Serotech System Access. Blank. 4. Best Hardware Product. This is for the best hardware product for the blind or visually impaired. It must have been released or upgraded in 2010.
So not only do we have best software, but we have best hardware. So we have
blank. Radio button not checked Apple Accessible iPhone 4.
Of course, the accessible iPhone 4.
Radio button not checked American Printing House for the Blind Bookport Plus.
The Bookport Plus, which is a digital book reader.
Radio button not checked Hims BookSense.
Another digital book reader by Hims. Previously, Hims was part of GW Micro. Now they've decided to go out on their own. They weren't actually the same company, but they had a merger going on, and they've kind of decided to take their digital readers and go off by themselves.
Radio button not checked Hims BrailleSense on hand.
And note takers as well. That is a note taker, the Braille Sense on hand, I do believe.
Radio button not checked National Library Service Digital Talking Book Player.
And of course, the NLS Digital Talking Book Player. And
When?
Those are the best hardware devices in the list.
5. Best software product. This is for the best software product for the blind or visually impaired, other than a screen access program, see above. It have been released or upgraded in 2010.
Okay, now we've got best software.
When? Radio button not checked. Blast Bay Studios, Blast Bay Game Toolkit.
Blast Bay Studios, Blast Bay Game Toolkit. This is actually a program, a development package for audio games by Blast Bay Studios. And I have no experience with it whatsoever, but I think you can go to blastbay.com or look up Blast Bay Studios in search engine and find out more information about that.
Radio button not checked. Klango Network, Klango Player.
Of course, the Klango Network, which is a social networking tool for the blind community and media player and does a whole bunch of other things. I did a TA Daily Tip on it a long time ago.
Radio button not checked. Quitter Client.
Quitter Client, of course, which has become indispensable for me as a Twitter API client.
Radio button not checked. Saratech Corporation DocuScan Plus.
And DocuScan Plus, which we may have talked about in a previous Tech Access Weekly podcast episode. It involves scanning documents and uploading them to the cloud for Saratech's application to perform OCR and other changes on.
When? 6. Best accessible game. This is for the best accessible game for any operating system. It must have been released in 2010.
Oh, accessible games.
When? Radio button not checked. Typhlow's accessible software, accessible Minesweeper.
Typhlow's accessible software, accessible Minesweeper. This is an accessible game for iDevices, iPhone and iPod Touch. I haven't actually had any experience with it, but I may download it and try and demo it for a TA Daily Tip. Or if someone else wants to take on that responsibility and do that, since I've never been good at Minesweeper, that would be perfectly fine too. Just let us know.
Space. Radio button not checked. RS Games Blackjack.
And these next are, of course, RS Games, the social gaming.
Radio button not checked. RS Games Uno. Radio button not checked. RS Games Yahtzee. Radio button not checked. Something else. Papa Sanger.
This is another iPhone game, another game for iDevice. Papa Sanger, which is, I guess you go down to the land of the dead. It's like an adventure game. It's like Aurify, which is completely sound-based game, but a completely sound-based game, but Papa Sanger has more of a story and plot to it, I think.
When?
I don't know. It's a little too expensive for me to buy.
7. Best blindness-related website. This award goes to the best website serving the blind community.
Websites.
When? Radio button not checked. Link accessible Twitter.
Accessible Twitter, which is a way to keep track of your Twitter on the web without going to Twitter.com. It's a little more accessible.
Radio button not checked. Link Apple Vis.
Apple Vis. Of course, I did a daily tip on this a long time ago. The site dedicated to maintaining a list of apps for the iDevice that are accessible and reviewing them, among other things.
Radio button not checked. Link Blind Cool Tech.
Blind Cool Tech, of course, the podcast feed and website dedicated to getting the word out about products and services in the blind community.
Radio button not checked. Link Directions for Me.
Directions for Me, as I stated above, from Horizons for the Blind, that gives directions to many common consumer items all listed on the website.
Radio button not checked. Visited link White Cane Day.
White Cane Day. This is a website for White Cane Day that is put together every year in celebration of the event. And there's really not much content there now, but there are some press releases about last year's White Cane Day, and just a notice that the site will be updated soon. If you wish to get involved, you may do so.
When? 8. Best blindness-related blog. This award goes to the best blog serving the blind community.
And then, of course, we've got a selection for the best blog.
When? Radio button not checked. Link Blind Access Journal.
Blind Access Journal. This is a blog by Daryl Shandro. His personal blog that talks about accessibility and his other experiences.
Radio button not checked. Link Fred's Head Companion.
Fred's Head. Of course, I did a tip on this earlier. Not so much a personal blog, but a blog devoted to accessibility issues across the board and providing a general clearinghouse of information. Basically, it is part of the Fred's Head database from the American Printing House.
Radio button not checked. Link the Ranger Station.
Ranger Station, by the gentleman on Twitter, whose Twitter username is Ranger Station. It is also a blog similar to Daryl Shandro's in its sentiments, a personal blog devoted to accessibility issues, if not content.
Radio button not checked. Link Saratech blog.
Saratech blog is the blog of the Saratech Corporation, the makers of system access screen reading solutions, iBlink Radio, and DocuScan Plus,
when?
Among other things.
9. Best blindness-related podcast or radio program. This award goes to the best podcast or radio program serving the blind community. When?
Okay, that explains itself.
Radio button not checked. Link Accessible Devices Podcast.
We've got the Accessible Devices Podcast, great podcast where they review various devices produced for the blind community. Usually it's hardware solutions.
Radio button not checked. Link All With My iPhone.
All With My iPhone, done by Kevin Chow and others, I believe. It's a podcast that does just what it says. Talks about the iPhone, news, events, features, etc.
Radio button not checked.
And how to accomplish things.
Link Blind Cool Tech.
Blind Cool Tech, as I stated above, is a podcast to which most anyone can contribute if you've got the recording capabilities to produce a podcast to add to the feed about accessibility and other blindness-related information. A lot of people demonstrate software. A lot of people talk about their activities in the blind community, and the list goes on. So if you go to blindcooltech.com, you can find out more information about that.
Radio button not checked. Visited link Zero Talk Podcast.
The Zero Talk Podcast, zerotalk.com, is the podcast of the Zero Tech Corporation. They have tech chats and a weekly podcast and a month in review, usually every month. One of their weekly podcasts is dedicated to a review of the past month's stories. And just a heads up, we at Tech Access Weekly will be on their podcast on February 3rd on their tech chat.
Radio button not checked. Link Tech Access Weekly.
And speak of the devil, Tech Access Weekly is the last podcast in this list. So, you know, you can vote for everything else. You got to vote for us, though. That's a requirement for listening to these daily tips. You know, you got to vote for this podcast.
When?
All in fun.
10. Best store for blindness-related products. This award goes for the store, online or offline, that best serves the blind community.
Best blindness-related store.
When? Radio button not checked. Radio button not checked. Future 8. Radio button not checked. Blind My Smart.
Blind My Smart. This is kind of fun. They have a lot of good products, especially kitchen appliances. Things that you might not find at other places, like talking kitchen scales, for instance. And there's also a described movies vault, I think. They still maintain that, where you can purchase audio of descriptive audio for movies.
Radio button not checked. Future 8. Rail Superstore. Radio button not checked. Horizons for the Blind product catalog. Radio button not checked. Independent Living Aids.
And those intermediate two I never explored. I haven't explored. Independent Living Aids bears mentioning, though, because it not only focuses on products for the visually impaired, but also for range of other disabilities as well.
Radio button not checked. Maxi Aids.
And Maxi Aids does the same thing. They've had some court scandal going on with them, so just keep that in mind if you decide to buy from them, that they've been engaging in some dubious business practices. I believe we spoke about it a couple weeks ago on TA Weekly.
7. Must follow Twitter account. This award goes to the Twitter username most worthy of being followed.
Okay, must follow Twitter account. Who have we got here?
Radio button not checked at Fred's Head.
Fred's Head, the Twitter account associated with the blog.
Radio button not checked at Jonathan Mosen.
Jonathan Mosen, he is the founder of MushroomFM.com. He also... he is a member of the Freedom Scientific Corporation.
Radio button not checked at Mongus Q.
At Mongus Q, that is Christopher Toth, one of the main developers for the Quitter client.
Radio button not checked at RS Games.
And Hope, the Pandora client for the PC. Of course, RS Games is the Twitter account for RS Games, so you can keep track of the developments there.
Radio button not checked at Zero Talk.
And Zero Talk is the Twitter account associated with the Zero Talk podcast and blog.
Blank, 12. Person of the Year. This special award goes to the person who has most influenced the blind community or blindness in general in 2010. Blank. Radio button not checked. Dean Blasey.
Dean Blasey is on this list. He was one of the original creators, anyway, of the Braille and Speak, which, believe it or not, I still have my original Braille and Speak around here somewhere. It still works, I think. In the late 80s, early 90s is when this came out originally. And he was one of the original founders, I guess you would say, of Freedom Scientific, since Henter Joyce, the makers of the JAWS screen reader, and Blasey Engineering, the makers of the Braille and Speak and associated hardware note takers, merged into one company in the 1990s. And Dean Blasey is still around and making waves. He is trying to dedicate himself, I think, among other things at this point, to making a Braille note taker that is a lot cheaper, using different technology somehow, to make the note taker cheaper than those that are currently on the market.
Radio button not checked. Torsten Brand.
Torsten Brand, he worked to develop the Tox speech synthesis for Nokia and Symbian phones, and also worked for Nuance Communications for a while.
Radio button not checked. Camille Caffarelli.
Camille Caffarelli is one of the founders of Horizons for the Blind, and has been working to make the arts and culture experience more accessible to the blind community since the 1970s.
Radio button not checked. Ryan Smith.
And Ryan Smith is one of the developers, I believe, for RS Games.
Radio button not checked. Christopher Toth.
Christopher Toth, as I said, Mongoose Q, one of the main developers of the Quitter client and Hope for Pandora.
Cast your vote button.
And there you go. There you have it. A whirlwind tour of what all this stuff is and who all these people are. And if I wanted, I could cast my vote. But I don't want because I've already done it. And if you cast your vote, you will be taken to a website that says, thank you for casting your vote. And then it does have a little link that says, feel free to tell your friends you voted with Twitter. And so I gave it access to my Twitter account and it posts a tweet saying, I voted for the Blind Bargains 4th Annual Access Awards. And it gives you the link to go vote also. So anyway, I hope that you do vote. Again, the votes will be taken all the way up through February 13th at 11:59 p.m.
Blind Bargains visited link home search alt plus link tip us on news. Heading left after tabulating dozens of nomination forms, we have reached the voting round for the 4th Annual Blind Bargains Access Awards. You may vote for only one entry in each category. Voting ends Sunday, February 13th at 11:59 p.m.
So again, the ending date is Sunday, February 13th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Oh, my birthday. Oh, wow. So after that, no more votes. You can only vote for one category, one entry in each category, and only place one vote. So it's simple as that. Thank you very much for bearing with me, but I figured it would probably be a good thing to at least get a general idea of what all this stuff is and who all these people are.
Gold wave. Gold wave.
So thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.